Benson Community Gardens. May is the month of Maypole, Morris dances, and hope of summer. At 13 years, I was Prince Charming for my local Maypole dancers. At the community gardens, we are awakening to the summer and offering a natural dyes workshop on Saturday the 9th of May from 2 till 4pm on the allotment. It will be £15 per person to cover costs. Materials will be supplied. Either contact Marta or email us to secure a place. May is a nail-biting month for planting out the new plants and seedlings from the polytunnel, while courgettes, cucumbers and tomatoes are mollycoddled in the warmth of the house. Courgettes and cucumbers are particularly susceptible to temperature changes, and they wilt overnight if the temperature drops too much. They are curious plants because once established, they are strong, sturdy, robust and reliable producers. Some of the outdoor sown seed have already been eaten by mice, never to show their heads above ground. We contend with nature when planting out seedlings. Mice beneath the ground, slugs and snails on the ground, muntjac deer and rabbits munching 2 feet off the ground, and pigeons diving from above. Eggshells help to deter slugs and snails, and we have resorted to some fencing around the beans and courgettes this year. We are growing some climbing courgettes along the Trompicino squash to help save space and protect from marauding teeth. This will hopefully keep the fruits out of reach of deer and rabbits. There are two perennial kales that we are growing in the fruit cage to protect from pigeons. Both kales provide large tender leaves that will hopefully survive winter frosts and give plentiful food to pick. Many wild flowers have been sown, and we hope for their promised glory. We will do a more continual sowing to ensure a longer flowering season. We have promotional postcards now that will be available free of charge around the village. As you can see, we are putting more effort into bringing this community space into a higher profile as a way of engaging in a healthy, ecologically friendly and healing space for our community in Benson. One of our philosophies on the community allotment is for community to get involved, but not to feel burdened, to enjoy some gardening, but not feel trapped, and to enjoy community and friendship through connecting with nature. You will often find one of us there on a Tuesday and Thursday afternoon. Please come down and see what's going on and enjoy a wander around, pick some herbs, or just relax with nature while on a walk. We will always welcome anyone who would like to be more actively involved in the space and come to do a little weeding or watering. You can get in touch with us at bensoncommunitygardens@gmail.com. And this was written by Bridget Hess.